We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
As we go from an all-time Eagle to one of my favorite tight ends, certainly of your team.
Just real quick.
Yeah.
Jason Peters doesn't look like he's about to retire anytime soon.
He doesn't. You wouldn't even think he was injured. He tore an ACL and an MCL, and he shows no limp. He just walked up there like normal.
Yep.
Now, how about this? He's not going anywhere. Everybody thinks that Big V will be the starter next year.
No, not if he's – yeah, not if he comes back. Yeah.
No. Jason, I would think Jason Peters remains on this team, which is a good thing. So yesterday, Ben, spell it out for me, because you were at the game. So the Eagles are down 7-0, and Chad Lewis, former Eagles tight end, came out on the field and led a chant.
Yeah, he led the kind of honorary E-A-G-L-E-S Eagles chant, and that's when they were at their lowest. And then right after that, that interception happened and it all changed.
So you're saying they rallied around Chad, and the reason why the Eagles scored 38 unanswered points is because of Chad Lewis, at least in part.
Two straight NFC Championship games at the link. Chad Lewis has won them the game.
There we go, and he joins us right now. Chad!
Yeah, I love it. I like that diagnosis. That's good.
What's up, C. Lou?
Yo, Ike, how's it going? How sweet was that last night?
Man, that was awesome, man. I was up in the press box. I saw you down there on the field. You were right below where I was at, and I watched you lead the Eagles cheer last night. Was excited to see you. Got a chance to run into a couple other guys last night that was back as well. I'm pretty sure you got a chance to see them. But the last time that we hosted an NFC Championship game here, my brother, you scored the touchdown to put that game away, and unfortunately it was a season-ending injury that you also suffered on that play. But just talk to me about the atmosphere and how they sort of compare to each other, particularly after the game last night during the celebration.
Well, what I saw last night was what I felt 12 years ago when we won it. It was after so much effort, you know, losing three NFC championships in a row, to finally win it, to know that the Philadelphia Eagles were going to the Super Bowl. I saw that last night, and I felt it. And so to see the joy and the whole organization, from Jeffrey Lurie to Doug Peterson, Howie Roseman, and then all the players, it was like, okay, that's exactly what it's supposed to be like right there. Pop the top off, rip the Vikings, and just pound your way to the Super Bowl. It was very cool.
They did. You can hear that smile coming through the phone, Ike. It was. Listen, and you 9 years with the Eagles, so you're, Chad, you're an Eagle. Yeah, you're an Eagle from the teams that almost got it done to made it to the Super Bowl. How improbable, it's what's great about sports, I think, why we all watch it, the story of the Eagles this year, with the start with Carson Wentz to the injury to Nick Foles coming in to what we saw last night. I mean, that's why you guys play the game. That's why we watch the games.
Well, it was Sproles, it was Peters, it was Carson Wentz, it was key members of that team. And then the story isn't that those guys went down, because people are going to get injured. That's part of sports. The story is how they battled Malcolm Jenkins, the rest of the team, how they battled to be a team and to come into that NFC Championship. And for Nick Foles to play the way he did, why? How did he do that? He did that because his coach believes in him, his teammates believe in him, and he believes in himself. He's had a rebirth, a resurrection, you know. He's like the Phoenix. And this second go-round of the Eagles, it hasn't been smooth sailing every single day. But to see him last night, to finish up, I think, his last 15 passes were all connections. That was the NFC Championship game. This is not an exhibition game. It was so awesome. And that was remarkable.
I tell you who else had an awesome game last night. A guy's playing a position that you play. Must make you proud to watch him do that position a good service. 8 targets, 8 catches, 93 yards last night. Zach Ertz. Talk about Zach's performance last night on the biggest of stages.
Man, he ran great routes. He caught the ball with his hands. He was confident. He got some nice yaks. it was really efficient. You said 8 for 8 for 92. He's had such a great year. I told him, I was with him in the summertime. I told him, you're going to be a Pro Bowl tight end this year. And just have fun. Just work your butt off. And I've been so impressed watching him this whole season. Just seems like every game he gets better. He loves his teammates. They have confidence in him. Carson Wentz, Nick Foles, they have a lot of confidence in him. He's a big, rangy target. He can catch him high or low. And he's hitting his stride. I mean, the last night was an example of what you need going into the Super Bowl. You need your best players playing their best, and it's gonna require the same thing at the Super Bowl. You get to Minnesota, you're in the dome. The guys that need to have big games, like Zach, they got to have big games. I mean, you're playing against the Patriots. It's still Tom Brady. It's still Belichick. So to knock those dudes off and to win the Super Bowl, your main dudes have to have great games.
Talking to Chad Lewis, who was at the game last night at Lincoln Financial Field. And Chad, you were once upon a time a teammate of Eagles coach Doug Peterson, and you mentioned the team. The team is so well coached and so organized and managed so well, and Doug is such a good play caller as well. When you played with Doug and then when he got the job, are you surprised just how good of a coach he's turned himself into in such a short period of time?
It's really cool. I mean, second-year head coach, I think John Harbaugh is probably the same. Second-year head coach, go to the Super Bowl, win it. He has got the temperament to be a great coach, and he's got the resolve to be a great coach. Why do I say that, and what does that mean? Well, when Carson went down, what did he do as a head coach the next couple days? He, in front of the press, said, look, we're going to keep marching. We have a great team. Okay, this is a team game. And then he talked about his quarterback who had taken some hits, and he didn't freak out. He just said, look, Nick is my guy. I trust him. I believe him. We're going to stay aggressive. We're going to go after this thing. What did it do to the locker room when the head coach did that for his own players? It made every one of his players believe in him even more and say, Doug, man, Doug's got our back. We got his back. Let's go fight. And they've demonstrated that on the field. So he's showing that, yes, he's got the brains to be a head coach, but now he's got the resolve to be a great head coach. And it's happening really fast and right in front of all of our eyes. And I'm so happy for Doug.
Yeah, I'm with you, brother. I'm with you on that. Happy for Doug, happy for this organization. And we got another shot at this thing, man. It's been 13 years since we had a crack at this thing, and just got a feeling it turned out a little differently this time.
And I think you take the bull by the horns starting today. You get all your travel arrangements squared away, and then you focus on game preparation. You win the Super Bowl, you win any game by being more prepared than the other team, and you execute at a higher level. So for the Eagles to win the Super Bowl, you just break it down to what do I do today to get myself prepared. You don't get lost in all the nonsense and all the hype. You turn the tape on and you say, what do I have to do to beat the guy across from me? How does my footwork have to beat him? How do my eyes have to beat him? How do I set him up like a chess match with my shoulders? You know, this is what I'm going to do at the first part of the game because I'm setting him up for a play that we're going to do in the second half. And I think as the Eagles do that this week and next week, if they just focus on that preparation and keep their same swagger, you don't have to turn into a robot.
Right.
But you prepare by watching tape and going to practice. That's how you beat them.
Yep, there he is. Chad Lewis, everybody, former Eagles tight end. Chad, man, appreciate it. You can hear the people. You know what it's like in this city when the Eagles are this good. And it's going to be a fun 2 weeks here, Chad.
Oh, it's so sweet. I hope to see you guys out there in Minnesota.
All right, brother. We'll be there next week.
All right, Chad.
You like.
I'll be there next week.
All right, Chad.
Can't wait to see you.
Appreciate it, man. All right, there is Chad Lewis.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day.
Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.